the Anichkov Palace. The location of the Anichkov Palace may at first seem strange, as it turns to Nevsky Prospect not with its front facade, as most of the buildings now are, but with its side. This can be explained by the fact that in the 18th century, Nevsky Prospect was not yet the main street of the city. The rivers outweighed the street's importance. Consequently, the architects projecting houses, which were to be built along a stretch of the river, turned their front facades to the quay. The Anichkov Palace was built on this principle, and its main entrance is located opposite to the Fontanka River. The construction was started by the architect Zemtsov and his apprentice Dmitriev, while it was later completed by the famous architect Rastrelli. In fact, Anichkov Palace became one of the first buildings in St. Petersburg built in Baroque style. During its lifetime, Anichkov Palace has been owned by many famous people, and it has been repeatedly rebuilt. The first owner of the palace was Elizabeth's favorite, Count Alexei Razumovsky. The Empress presented the palace to him for his birthday. In fact, at that time, it was a full-fledged estate. A garden with a pond and fountain was constructed behind the palace, and there were greenhouses and two pavilions built. One was designed for an art gallery, while in the other, an opera house was created. Here, Italian and French troops gave their shows, and public concerts and costume balls were organized. After the death of Razumovsky, the palace was bought by Catherine the Great and presented to Grigory Potemkin. From the 19th century, it was owned by the imperial family, and people in the Tsar's family began to receive it as a wedding present. It is interesting that after the wedding of the soon-to-be Emperor Nikolai I, the palace in fact became the residence of the Crown Prince, although officially this title was not assigned to it. Nevertheless, after Nicholas I came to the throne, he presented the palace to his son Alexander, to be Alexander II, as a wedding gift. After 15 years passed, his son, the Grand Duke Alexander Alexandrovich, married the Danish princess Dagmar, who was given the name of Maria Fyodorovna after her christening, and the palace once again became the residence of newlyweds. Their children were born in this palace. As it turned out, their grandson, Nicholas, would become the last Russian emperor. After Nicholas I married Alexandra Fyodorovna, the princess of Hessen-Darmstadt, they also came to live in Anichkov Palace. The already widowed empress met them there with bread and salt. Over the period of the 19th century, Anichkov Palace was one of the Tsar's residences, and as such, it is here where the season of St. Petersburg's noble balls was started. The 20th century marked significant adjustments. After the revolutions, several institutions claimed to situate themselves there. From 1934, Anichkov Palace was handed over as belonging to children, from top to bottom. Here, the Palace of the Pioneers was located, where various hobby groups and studios were organized. It still fulfills these functions today. Only the title has changed. Instead of the Palace of the Pioneers, it is now called the Student Activity Center. The history of this building sets us wondering. This is an authentic palace of the 18th century, which remained practically unharmed during World War II. On the maps of German military forces, it was labeled as number 192, the Palace of Young Bolsheviks, and was subject to elimination. However, somehow, good fortune has preserved it.